Everyone is searching for joy. Trouble is, we're looking in a lot of wrong places for it. But you have a desire in your heart that you want to be at peace. You want a little joy in your life. Every time you turn around, there's negativity. Every place you look, there is hatred, there is bitterness, there is turmoil. And you say, you know, I'd just like to have a little bit of joy in my life. Well, why don't we go to the one who's promised us joy? God said, I'll give you joy. I'll give you joy abundantly. I'll bring peace to your life. I want you to look to me for that joy. We have a creator, folks. It was a joy to him to send his son. Think of this. His only begotten son to die on a cross so you and I could have eternal joy. He said, that's how much I love you. Joy equals love. Love equals peace. When you find that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, his son, doesn't matter what's going on in your life, you'll see some joy there. Why is it when we're talking about looking for joy, again, we go to the wrong places? You know, I'm so happy that I'm saved. You know, Randy's really good at this. Well, show you're happy, Brother Larry. Smile or do something.
Amen.
The expressions on our face a lot of times do not express our desire for that joy in our life. Why do we get sad? Why in the world do we always look at a situation and see the downside, see the negative in that situation? Or look at that, all hope is gone. All hope ain't gone.
Amen.
All hope went to the cross to provide everlasting hope.
Amen.
Everlasting love. Everlasting peace. And by the way, everlasting joy. There ought to be joy, joy, joy down in your heart. That'd be a good song, Randy. It ought to be to where every Christian is excited when they wake up for the opportunity to get to spread joy and love through the day God has blessed them with. Why do you look to the bad side of everyone? There's a good side to everyone. Some people is harder to see, but it's because of our attitude. Remember last Sunday? I talked about you have the attitude of Christ. That's what will get you through life. The attitude of Christ. Or the attitude of Christ is an attitude of love. An attitude of love brings joy. There is peace. There is joy. Right in the midst of all the hatred and bitterness of this world. Have you ever heard so much venomous language going on throughout the world? You see, peace comes from a heart that seeks peace. If I seek, I'll find it. So I must, if I want friends, the scripture says you got to show yourself friendly. Huh? You can't sit there with that look on your face and then walk amongst people, you know, with your head down with a woe is me. They don't want want to be friends with you. They got their own problems. They're hurting deep inside just like you are. So you put a face of joy. How am I going to get joy when I'm hurting so bad? Sometimes I don't feel like smiling. Well, during those times, let me suggest this to you. Get off by yourself. Get in the corner and get it over with. You know, you want to be a grouch? Get in the corner and gripe at yourself. You know, you have this feeling and this urge of all is gloom. Go do it by yourself. But now you want peace during the gloom? You get a smile on your face. You get a love in your heart. You cry out to a God that loves you so much, He gave His only begotten Son so you can have that peace. And you accept that peace, for in that peace is joy. And you'll see the joy in your life. You want to see the joy in your life? Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Look at your family, and you thank God you have one. Amen. That's the joy. And God says, look inside you. Look and see what I promised to do in you. And you take that inward joy and you spread it everywhere you go. You take peace and you spread it. There's enough anger going on, enough hatred, enough bitterness. Enough of this garbage of, you don't know what he did to me 57 years ago. No, and you don't remember either. Amen, you see, God has a way of talking to us. So if I want joy, I'll go to the joy source. Psalm 43, verse 4. This is David, man, he stayed in trouble all the time. King David, I will go to God, the source of all my joy. When the world is collaborating against you, and that's exactly what it feels like. Everybody, you know, everybody hates me, nobody loves me, I'm going to eat some worms. Y'all remember that song? Check it out and see if it's in the hymnal, Randy. But that's what we feel like sometimes, folks. We hurt. And we hurt to the point that it's difficult for us to move that hurt out of the way. Go to the source. Father, I feel broken today. Lord, I feel miserable today. Help me not to express that to the people I love. And you protect. Through love, go to the source of all joy, and He'll place that joy in your heart. Next, oh, this is a big one. Would you get over your past? Forget your past and reach for the future. Oh, you know, I just can never be happy. You don't know what I did. I don't care what you did. I want to know what you're doing. I want you to find peace. The sins of your life, the sins take care of themselves in your life. Can I tell you that you're going to, all of that stuff, when you forget the past, that you're not going to have nightmares sometime? You go in combat and you'll see. No, you'll have nightmares. All those demons will come after you on all fours. But I promise you this, it only lasts as long as the dream. When you wake up, you'll see a heart of gold, a smile from God looking straight at you. So why do you mess with all the stuff of your past? It keeps you from serving Christ today and in the future. You will allow it to become a millstone around your neck and pulls you to the depth of hurt and pain. And the Lord doesn't want us there. He wants us on the victory march. And that victory march is in His direction, through His word, under His power, through the blood of His Son. And He says, you march toward me looking like my Son. You're in at being born again, accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. Philippians 3, second part of verse 13. One thing I do, Paul says, is to forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. Victory's ahead. So why so gloom and doom? Victory awaits you. You don't have to live in that. You don't have to have that feeling. To keep that feeling is you keeping the mistakes of your past. 1 minute ago was your past. Get over it. You have a here and now and a future to be dealing with. Allow that past to be a stepping stone, not a millstone, tied around your neck until it draws you to the depth. No. You want joy? There's joy where Jesus is. There's joy in the Word of God. He don't want to know about my past. Why is he going to? He's not going to bring up old stuff. His Son died for that. I'm free. Free to worship. Free to praise. Free to love. Free to forgive. And folks, free to forget. After all, I've told this in our class several times. One thing I learned, I forget about all that stuff. I've lived long enough to understand that I don't need to keep it in my mind, because I have just enough friends that will remind me of it every chance that they get. I remember when you were a snotty-nosed kid. I don't even remember that anymore. But I remember, Larry Vance, I can't believe you're preaching. Ooh, I remember you when you were 6 years old. Oh, really? I told Faye I was a sweetheart at 6 years old, and she believed me. She keeps asking what happened. But God looks at us, and He says, I love you. God says, I love you, Randy Kidder, just like you are. Don't let the pastor get to you. I love you. You see, each one of us receive that kind of love. Understand it. Forget your past. Reach for the future. In that future are people you love. In that future are strangers you never dreamed that you would have influence on, but you do. They're watching every move you make. I always tell teenagers this. You be careful. Those younger kids are paying attention to everything you do. So be careful what you say, how you act, where you go, and always have that face of joy. Next, don't worry. Oh, you know, sometimes when I read that over and over again, I think, Lord, why'd you put that in there? Because I worry so much about stuff that I can't fix. And you said, don't worry. And God says, pray and thank me. I'll take care of the worry. Pray, Philippians 4, verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. I don't care what it is. You pray about it. I knew some women who shopped all the time. The they're driving around the parking lot. I said, what are y'all doing while you're driving around the parking lot looking for a parking spot? She said, we're praying for a parking spot. I said, does it work? Yes, sir, it does. You drive around long enough, one will appear right there. Well, you see, the right heart, you pray about everything. If it's concerning you and concerning to you, it's concerning to God, for you are his child, and he's going to do all he can to protect his children. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and then thank him for all he has done. That's joy. Thank you, Lord. Whether anybody knows it or not, I used to be worse than I am today. Thank you for letting me come this far. That's God's love. And he loves you. And he loves you like you are. And quit thinking that you've committed a sin to the point that God can't forgive you. You're listening to the Apostle Paul's writing right here, direct from God. And the Apostle Paul said, of all sinners, I'm the chief, guilty of murder and all other sins. God saved him like he saved you. Have joy in your heart. We're going to be in heaven together one day, Christians. Therefore, get happy about it today. Be at peace today, but love your fellow man. Care about the hurt and pain they're going through. And look to God for the joy that only he can give through the most trying times in your life. Number four. Focus on what's good. You ever been around people? Got a beautiful day, beautiful situation. Everything is just perfect. And you say, isn't this a beautiful day? Oh, look at all the happy kids. Look at all the excitement. Look at all the joy. Look at all the peace. Have you seen that? Yeah, but the weatherman said it's going to storm tonight, and those people ain't going to be getting along tomorrow, and it's probably going to be worse than it is today. Stay away from those people, would you? They'll pull you down in a heartbeat. Stay away from those people. Lift them to the Lord and let God deal with them, because you don't have any business trying to convince them. The bright day is not tomorrow. The brightest day you've got today, folks. Open your eyes and appreciate it. Philippians 4:8. Fix your thoughts. Here it is. On what is true and honorable and right. Not just the opposite. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. There you go, men. Think about your wife. You all are pitiful. You had an opportunity on that one. Think of it. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That means stay positive. Stay positive. For God has placed you on a positive path to heaven. I'm getting there. Matter of fact, God says, count it as I'm already there. I just got to finish this journey first. That's peace. That's joy. The joy that you get, no matter what it is going to happen. Now, be ready to bear that cross, because you will have to bear a cross. You're going to have to go through the pain of life, the pain and suffering that goes with it. But understand something. If you have the joy, 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 joy down in your heart, then you will run with that power. It's a victory power a victory cry. Search for the joy. Look for the good in your husband, ladies. There's a lot of good there. You might have to dig deep, but there's a lot of good there. Look for the good in those that you love and those who love you. Don't allow Satan to blind your eyes because of a mistake, because of something foolish. Everybody has a bad case of the stupids. I would like to tell you that you get over it, but you don't. The older you get, some of the dumbest things you will say. And sometimes your friends will look at you and think, Larry, please don't ever walk up to another Rottweiler or a dog on a chain that's acting like they're going to eat you. I told Steve, I said, Steve, I felt pretty good about it because the dog was jerking at that big log chain they had on him and all of this stuff. And I walked across the street to confront them about something. And I said, but the trouble was, the dog's tail was wagging. If that dog's tail's wagging, I'm not afraid of that dog. Now, one of them may fool me one day. But it's the idea, but the joy in your life. Put that love there, and you look to love and look to joy. And I promised I won't do that anymore. Number five, you ready? Know your victory is guaranteed. Folks, heaven's guaranteed for me. Jesus did it. Signed in his blood. Need to quit letting people make you worry about your salvation. Have you said yes to Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died on the cross for your sins, and said, whosoever will, let him come? Well, yeah, preacher, I believe that. That's called salvation. Now, if the cross couldn't stop him, they tried. If a spear in the side couldn't stop him, we'll kill him. Well, he'll just come back to life. How's that grab you? And he'll conquer the grave. And while he's at it, he'll let you know something. I conquered death for you. I conquered life for you. I conquered hell for you. You don't have to go there. Believe in me. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Count on it. Signed in blood. Delivered. Can't you imagine the conquering of the grave? Now, you don't hear many sermons on that. You don't, because the, no pun intended, but the depth of it is amazing. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, conquered death and the grave so you and I would never see it. Oh, your body's going to be there, but you're not. You're gone. You're already shouting in glory long before that funeral. Get excited over what Christ has done in your life. You want to have joy? Get around people who are joyful. Now, I was called by God to a ministry that dealt with nothing but hate, bitterness, betrayal, a prison chaplain for 28 years. Hardcore criminals. And I always get that smile and the joy in my heart because at the end of that 28 years, God puts me in Vine Grove Baptist Church. All the training I've had, folks, God says, now, I give you peace, Larry, but you preach my word. You tell them the truth. You stand for love. You stand for joy. You stand for victory. For in Christ, you are automatically victorious. Not through your own power, but through His. He's conquered everything that you should be afraid of. He owns it all. It's His. And He said to all who believe, I give it to you with joy, with peace, with love. That's a lot of power in all that stuff. Because I care. Know your victory is guaranteed. Philippians 1:6. I am sure that God, who began the good work within you, listen to Him, will continue His work. God ain't giving up on you. Will continue His work until it is finally finished. He never leaves you incomplete. Finally finished. On that day when Christ Jesus comes back again. Why is He coming back? For the church. For His family. Who's His family? All believers are His family. And He said, I'm not going to leave you there. I'm going to be with you, and I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. When you're hurt, I'll be there during your hurt. When you make a misstep, I will be there and send you direction of how to get out of that ditch again and again and again. Because Jesus looked at all of humanity and He said, I love you just like you are. Jesus takes you just like you are. Let Him do the changing in you. Everybody else, you keep your nose out of your neighbor's business. Don't be telling somebody why they got to act when God's called them. They may end up having to be a prison chaplain, and they can't always be polite. But God picks us. When we say yes to His Son, He seals us. Sealed by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's God's Word. And it does not get better than God's Word. Let's pray. Father, once again, we thank You for life itself. For the peace right in the middle of all the trials and tribulation. For the brokenness, dear Lord God, that we have around us, within us. All that goes on, Father, that hurts us. We lift it to You, Father. And thank You for giving us joy right in the middle of all of this mess. Touch our life. Bring peace to us. Give us courage and boldness now as we stand strong and true in the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. We ask this blessing in His name. Amen.